Well, as you say, we were in North Wales on holiday. My granddaughter and I went down to the seawall in Carnarvon crabbing, whilst the rest of the family went for a walk along the front and joined us later. So everything was going fine. We were getting some crabs. The granddaughter was daring herself to pick up a crab. And when the rest of the family came back with Daisy, she was off her lead. There was nobody else around, so there was no real problems. And she just got so close to the sea wall. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she just stumbled and fell into the water.
Oh, my goodness.
We didn't sort of panic to start with. Oh, no problem. She'll just swim to somewhere where we can sort of get her out. But we underestimated the strength of the tides and the undercurrents, and it just took her out to sea.
Oh, gosh, Dave!
And, I mean, I'm not sure how long, but after about 5 minutes, she was paddling like anything, but she finally was overcome, and, well, to put it bluntly, she was dead in the water.
Oh, gosh.
And then sort of a series of miracles happened, really, that, first of all, obviously, this boatman saw the commotion. We just really wanted to save her because I thought she was just going to go under, and you know, under the water completely, sort of just sink. He managed to fish her out by, he had a rod with a hook on it, got her by her collar. He handed Daisy to me, and she was dead, there was no doubt about that, and took her up onto the sea wall, obviously hysterical, all the rest of the family hysterical. And I just started rubbing her tummy. I mean, I don't even know where her heart is exactly, but I mean, I don't even know if I was doing right. But there was quite a bit of water came out of her mouth and her nostrils. And then my wife sort of joined us, and she was doing the same, and we started giving him mouth to mouth. And I'm not sure how long, probably 3 or 4 minutes, I put my face to her sort of mouth, and I could feel just a slight sort of breath.
Oh, God.
And I just screamed, she's alive.